You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. It's become a grim pandemic ritual. On Thursdays, I report the new number of laid-off people who filed for unemployment benefits over the last week. That figure is out in about an hour and a half. Since the lockdowns, more than 30 million Americans have gotten approval to receive benefits, usually through states, but many more who are out of work now are still trying to get filed and approved. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Prep cook Nicholas Kravenko was laid off from his full-time job at a restaurant in Portland, Oregon in mid-March.
Filed unemployment. They got back to me at one point with a letter. We found an issue. We'll contact you later. But I haven't got a single cent yet.
Kravenko went about 8 weeks without pay and barely made his rent. He just started a new job at a food cart that does takeout. He expected to get state unemployment benefits while he was out of work, plus $600 a week in federal pandemic pay. That program also expands eligibility to people who aren't usually covered, including gig workers and solo business owners. Like Brooke Wetzel, a florist in Los Angeles. She applied, was denied, and then had to apply again.
So I stopped working March 17th, and then the money didn't come through until May 8th.
Advocates for the unemployed estimate millions who've applied for jobless benefits are still waiting to get their money. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.